Ang iyong mga kaibigan ba ay mula sa iyong sariling kultura o parehong pinanggagalingan? Ang pangingibang bansa ay maaring isang malungkot na karanasan. Kaya nauunawaan natin kung bakit tayo ay naghahanap ng kaibigan at suporta sa mga kababayan. Gayunpaman, kapag tayo ay nakikipagkaibigan mula sa ibang lahi o kultura, tayo ay nabubuksan sa iba't ibang pananaw at nagiging mas malakas ang pag-unawa sa ating kapaligiran. Ayon kay Dr. Harriet Westcott, isang eksperto sa paksa ng pakikipagkaibigan at migrasyon, ang cross-cultural friendship ay nagpapakita rin ng pagkakahalintulad ng bawat isa.
When people have migrated, come to Australia, they would certainly very often connect over the experiences of migration. There are different forms of migration, so the reasons why people have migrated might be different. And people's migration passage can be quite varied. So asking people about their experiences can be useful, but it can also be traumatic. So it might be something that you want to be sensitive about in friendship.
Ayon kay Professor Catherine Gomez, isang dalubhasa sa komunikasyon sa iba't ibang komunidad sa Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology o RMIT, ang totoo, komportable tayo kapag kasama ang mga taong pareho natin kung mag-isip. Ngunit mayroon din itong disadvantage.
The problem is that you're not expanding beyond the silo that you are caught in. So in a silo, especially when we think about getting information, what happens is that you think the same way as I do. So when it comes to information and perspective about living in your destination countries, what then happens is whatever my friend knows is what I know. And that becomes quite problematic because you're not actually understanding about how you are going to be living in this foreign country.
Ang tanong, alam mo ba kung ano ang gagawin kung nasa isang sitwasyon ka na kailangan mo ng tulong? Dito mo masusukat ang kahalagahan ng cross-cultural socialization dahil nagpapalitan kayo ng impormasyon, dagdag paliwanag ng propesor.
This is probably the best example. Whenever you ask someone, what's the number to call for an emergency? Many people on instinct will tell you whatever number that they are familiar with. I come from Singapore, so to me, automatic is 999. I don't automatically think it's 000. Having sort of people outside of that silo, you get to know information that's actually really quite critical to living in your destination country.
Sa katunayan, ang mga international students ay karaniwang nagsasabi na hindi nila masyadong nararamdaman ang tinatawag na culture shock at mas komportable kung maraming kaibigan na mga kababayan. Subalit, dagdag ng propesor, mas makakabuti kung may kaibigan din mula sa ibang lahi, lalo na ang mga lokal sa lugar.
They always say, yeah, we're quite happy about international students' experience. However, the biggest regret is that we made no local friends. And that's the thing that they constantly bring back with them. And that's the thing they lose out on. Because if they actually widen their circles, their experiences would be different. But to be fair to a lot of migrants, especially temporary migrants, it's actually really hard for them to make local friends.
Dagdag pa nito, dapat maging sensitibo o mas kilalanin at unawain ang mga paghihirap ng mga bagong salta sa bansa. Kaya mahalagang ipakita ang simpatya sa kanila. Ang pagiging magiliw at pagbibigay ng mga pagkakataon sa kanila ay makakatulong ng malaki sa pagbuo ng maayos na relasyon para maging kaibigan.
Because friendship's a voluntary relation where we might be wanting to make friends with people but they might not want to be friends with us. And that's not necessarily about us. It's just about the fact that their lives are busy. So if we just maintain that open spirit and treat it like a journey, we will meet people who are interested eventually.
Ang mga taong dito na rin, ang mga taong dito na isinilang at lumaki sa Australia ay nakakaranas din ng ganitong pakiramdam. Tulad ng dating international student mula Russia pero dito na lumaki sa Australia ni si Max Tachenko, nakaranas din siya ng ganitong sitwasyon kaya naiintindihan niya ang mga bagong salta.
In their formative years, they form their own relationships and it's really hard to undo. So when you hear some international students or migrants commenting on that it's a bit hard for them to break into those social circles, I understand those challenges. I've been through them. But I must say that commenting on someone's self-imposed limitations is a very poor excuse for limiting yourself.
Kaya ano ang nagudyok kay Tachenko na mas pag-aralan ang pakikipagkaibigan kahit pa hindi niya mga kababayan?
It really came down to curiosity and meaningful relationship, because it's like thinking of a kid in a candy store. They never go for a single type of candy. They want to try everything. And when it comes to Australia, you can have a cultural candy store just on the same street. So why just limit yourself? Just go out and try. When it comes to meaningful relationships, we have to realize we make those relationships with a person regardless of their nationality or ethnicity. So when you limit yourself just to your cultural background, you potentially limit and exclude some of the most meaningful relationships that you potentially could develop.
Ang pakikipagkaibigan maliban sa ating mga kababayan o sa ibang lahi ay nagpapalakas sa pakiramdam ng sense of belongingness o pakiramdam na tunay kang kabilang sa bago mong kapaligiran, sabi ni Professor Gomez.
If you have friends who are Australian, for example, that sense of belonging is actually much greater. Now, if you're hanging out with people who are exactly the same as you, you're not immersing yourself in the experiences of the place that you are in, but rather you are just moving from your home country to wherever the scenery looks a bit different. That's about it.
Ang cross-cultural friendship o pagkakaibigan na may iba't ibang kultura o lahi ay nagtuturo sa atin ng iba't ibang paraan ng pag-iisip at pagkilos. Sinasabi ni Professor Gomez na tulad niya na isang Eurasian ipinanganak sa Singapore, sa kanyang pagdating sa Australia, nakita niya ang tunay na kahalagahan ng pakikipag-ugnayan sa mga taong iba sa kanya.
I actually went out to talk to anyone. It's important to get to know the people that you are going to be close to. If you're a migrant, you're getting to know people who are different to you, who are going to be your next door neighbors, who are going to be the people that you are lining up for groceries. Then you get to know different kinds of perspectives. You also get to know the place better. So it's not just about keeping within the community that you feel safe. It's actually going out in order to understand the wider community that you have now become part of.
Dagdag pa yun naman ni Max Tachenko, dapat huwag matakot makisama at makipagkaibigan sa mga taong naninirahan sa Australia, lalo't tinagurian itong isang multicultural na bansa.
It's like what you fear is the things you're going to miss out on the other side of the fear. Have you ever seen a kid learning to walk? It's one of the most difficult skills that we ever learn, but we never see a toddler give up. They try and try and try, and then they walk and they run. So I say, just push through the fear and get to the fun stuff. You just got to get out there, crack a joke, break the ice, and very soon, it won't matter whether the person is Australian-born or they came here. We're all Aussies, you know, so just get out there, chuck a shrimp on the barbie, crack the beer open, have fun.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Compagnoni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.